He carried Ursa to the first bedroom and rested her on the queen mattress on the wooden floor. He drew Joe's blanket over her, carefully tucking it around her shoulders. He looked up and caught Joe's smile.
"I had a good day," he said.
"Before Ursa got hurt, obviously."
"She fell asleep so fast. All this time we've been talking, she hasn't moved."
"Because she's exhausted."
"She is.
I better let her sleep in."
Silence lingered between them.
"Where did you grow up?"
he asked. "Evanston. My dad taught at Northwestern."
"Really?
Not far from where my dad taught.
Did you live in the city when your dad was at U of C?"
"In Brookfield. Do you know where that is?"
"I do. I went to Brookfield Zoo a few times."
"My house was about a half mile from it."
She gazed down at her lap.
"It's weird."
"What is?"
"When I first bought eggs from you, I never would have thought our backgrounds were so similar."
"You thought I was just a dumb gun-toting redneck?"
"I didn't know what you were."
Neither knew what to say next, but the silence didn't feel awkward.
"You look tired," she told him. "Why don't we go to sleep?"
She stretched out on the mattress and heard him do the same on the other side of Ursa.
"I'm sorry I talked your ear off about my family," she said.
"Don't apologize."
"I enjoyed it," he said.
"I'd like to hear more about your parents sometime. Growing up with a poet and lit professor who built a cabin in the woods must have been amazing."
After a silence, he said,
"Yeah, it was amazing. But not in the way you're thinking."
Joe propped on her elbow and tried to see him in the darkness.
"What do you mean?"
"Never mind."
He rolled over, turning his back on her.